Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to say thank you. This is the second, third, fourth, fifth, what? I can't even think right now. And I got my calendar blocked, so I can't see what day of the week it is. Well, it's Wednesday, I know that. I would like to say thank you to everybody that enjoyed my poem. If you enjoyed it, you sure didn't let me know. So that's why I posted it on Facebook, and I got a couple of responses. Like I said, I did not write that poem, so I cannot take credit for something that I did not write. Anywho, I tell you what, this has been an eventful day. An eventful day. I have talked to my mom today, and I'd like to give a shout out to my mom. I'd like to give a shout out to her. Yeah, so I'd like to give a shout out to my mom, and she's down south right now, and I had to give her a call. I haven't talked to her in a while, so I just thought maybe I would give her a call to see how she was doing and everything, and just to let her know that I was okay and everything like that. Well, she thought my idea of buying an RV was kind of not necessary and everything. But I don't know. I'm still not convinced. I can't talk myself out of it and talk to another person. And they told me the same thing about Michigan being too cold and blah, 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 and all this other kind of stuff. But there has been, and I repeat, there has been people that live in Michigan that have RVs. And it was like, well, the tank, and you need some place to empty the tank. I'm quite sure you can find a place to empty the tank. I'm quite sure you'll find a place. I mean, the internet is wild and vast, and any kind of information you want to find, you'll find on the internet. So I'm not really worried about that. All I know is that I can't give up that idea of not wanting to buy one, and at least get one, to, because this rent is ridiculous, and about the money that we spend, I mean, the money that we actually think about, actually spend is atrocious. I mean, every time you look around, they're going up on rent, they're going up on this, they're going on that. But then you look at the accommodations that you have, and then you got to ask yourself, is it worth this? Is it worth people just not giving a rat's tail about anything? You know, it'll be a different story if we had the nicest places to rent. But I mean, for a hole in the wall, they want $725. And then you got to deal with people shooting, and then you got to deal with all this other kind of stuff. You got to deal with people trying to break in your house, and you know, you got to watch the company that you keep. It's pathetic, and it doesn't make any sense. And I hate it. I really do. I really do hate it. And then if you get a house, you got what? You got property tax. You got mortgage, you got this, you got that. I mean, even what I, you know, and then, you know, living in an apartment versus living in an RV, you know, what's the bad thing about that is trying to find a place to plug it in. But if you don't use half the stuff, I mean, it's, you know what, it's no excuse. Everybody has 150, you know, I'm sorry, Mom, but everybody has 150 reasons why But nobody's ever giving you a, it's always the bad part of it. There's nothing good about it. I wonder why. I wonder why nobody has anything good to say. Nothing. Nothing good to say about it. And I mean, all you have to do is just Google RV parks and see where one is. You know, I'm quite sure there's some in Michigan. I know they're around. They have to be around somewhere. They have to be around somewhere. Couldn't just be, you know. All those are mobile homes, not RV. But I'm quite sure you could find a place. I'm quite sure you can find a place. But, you know, it's just a thing that everybody looks at the bad stuff, the bad things in life. You know, I try to look at the good things in life. The good. You know what? And then there's a camping ground. There's camping grounds around here. I just remembered. But see, like I said, everybody wants to think of the bad stuff, what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I know bad stuff will happen, but, you know, I'm just saying, folks, I'm all this apartment living, like I said, the accommodations don't match the rent, you know. For however much I pay now, you know, we should have armed guards. You should have a gate where you can come in and out. There should be more strict on people, you know, and it's crazy. And then the thing that I really want to get away from is these damn young people. And it makes me so mad. They don't respect you. They don't respect themselves. They don't care. They don't care whether they live or die. I want to live, you know. I know for a moment I didn't, but now once I look at life and I see that I'm getting older and my kids are getting older, and I want to look into their, you know, my grandkids' eyes one of these days. And I'm looking forward to that. Before I wasn't, but now I am, because it's something to live for. But it's hard when you live around people that just don't give a rat's tail about themselves, that don't even like themselves. That it's in chaos all the time, and if they don't have chaos, then they don't have peace in their lives. If they're not out at 2, 3, something, 4 or 5 in the morning yelling at each other for no apparent reason, and then shooting somebody, and then shooting a gun for no apparent reason at somebody that don't even deserve it. You know, and then they don't realize that once you fire that gun and shoot somebody and kill them, that's it. It's over. Game over. You're in prison for life. They're not going to come back in the next scene. There is no next scene. But that's some of the reasons why I really want to get an RV. And I know a lot of people say, well, you got dialysis and you got this, got that. I'm going to make it happen. Everybody else makes it happen. Why am I, you know, and I spent most majority of my life saying, oh, well, maybe, you know, maybe this, and I don't try. I just give up because somebody told me no. 50 something years old. I'm 53. I'll be 53 this year. 53 years old this year. 53. And I can't listen to other people now. I can't do that. I cannot do that anymore. I can't do it. Not anymore. No, I can't do it. I cannot do it. Because for one, if I do that, then that's giving up on my dream. And that's giving up on myself. And I don't want to do that. I do not want to give up on myself again. I don't want to put stuff that I really want to do on a back burner again. And I've been doing that all my life. And to think, and always think about where I would be, if I didn't listen to other people, if I didn't listen to what other people had said, if I wouldn't have stopped doing this, if I wouldn't have stopped doing that, where would I be? Where would I be? Would I be doing the same thing that I'm doing right now? Or will I be a lot or ahead of myself? Never know. We will never know. And I would never find out. I would never find out. So that's all I really have to say, because right now it's giving me a headache. And I know that, you know, I love my mom, you know, but I gotta, you know, you don't understand when you live paycheck to paycheck to paycheck to paycheck. First of the month comes, and once first of the month is here, it's gone. All the money is gone. I mean, you have to, you know, work like a DOG just to get something in life. And I feel that I worked my butt completely off. I worked my butt completely off to the point where I'm just done. And I can't give up on, no, I can't give up on this. And I won't. Not for you, not for anybody.